The U of I will pay out almost $900,000 to end the year-long legal battle with Salida. The professor himself will pocket $600,000 of that money, and the rest will go toward paying legal expenses. That sum, plus the money the university has already spent fighting the case, adds up to over $2 million. This comes just days after the school told some students they might be on the hook for their own financial aid dollars if the state's budget impasse continues. Barb Wilson, interim chancellor for the U of I's Urbana campus, says the settlement feels fair, given the disruption Salida and his family went through.
So we feel some amount of compensation is reasonable and appropriate, given that situation.
That's as far as any university official went in accepting responsibility for the way the school handled the unhiring of Professor Salida. Back in the fall of 2013, Salida was offered a tenured position in the American Indian Studies Department. The professor delayed his start date to August of 2014, but the month before he was set to begin his term, Salida's sometimes profane tweets about the conflict between Israel and Hamas was brought to the attention of school officials. Salida's job offer, which was all but rubber stamped at that point, was revoked, something the university still maintains it had every right to do. In September of last year, the professor visited campus to a warm welcome by student, staff, and faculty supporters.
I'm here to reaffirm my commitment to teaching and to a position with the American Indian Studies program at UIUC.
In the 14-month-long legal battle that followed, Salida maintained that he just wanted the job that had been promised to him. But as time passed, the professor eventually got another job offer, a one-year appointment at the American University of Beirut. And he also wrote a book about his experience with the U of I. While in town promoting his book last month, Salida spoke with WILL. His demeanor was softer when asked if he still wanted to teach at the university.
Sure. There are effective ways of reaching out to people and being in communication with folks.
By that time, however, it's likely Salida knew that was never a possibility, as negotiations for a final settlement ramped up. Interim Chancellor Wilson says making sure Salida would never be employed by the U of I was important to campus officials.
It was a particular point that we were pretty animate about in mediation, and that's where we ended. So,
did you ever consider reinstating?
From the beginning, the board has voted about the case, and we were pretty clear about what our perspective was on that front.
And what was that?
That we were not going to hire him.
That decision rings fair to Carrie Nelson, a longtime proponent of academic freedom, the free speech ideal given to tenured professors, and the one that Salida says the university violated. Though Nelson is a First Amendment advocate, the U of I English professor became a major voice last year in the camp defending the university for its decision to rescind Salida's job.
The potentially anti-Semitic character of his tweets has become so much a matter of public record and so much a matter of public distress that were he to come now, he would carry a lot of symbolic baggage that I think would be unfortunate for the university in a major way.
Nelson, however, says he always had hoped for a financial settlement for Salida, considering the professor uprooted his life for the promised job, which was then taken away. Nelson initially suggested $1 million for the professor. Now that the university has settled with Salida, it's completed the biggest of three steps to overcome the most salient consequence of the whole case. It's official censure from the American Association of University Professors. In June, the influential organization placed its darkest mark on the U of I, saying the school's unhiring of Salida was a clear violation of academic freedom. The censure has caused some academics to cancel talks on the campus, boycotts of the school by professional organizations, the list goes on. Anita Levy with the AAUP says the settlement is a move in the right direction.
We see it as a necessary step towards censure removal.
However, Levy says the case will have long-lasting consequences for the university.
But I think it's tarnished their reputation.
For his part, Salida says he's happy with the outcome of the settlement. His lawyer, Anand Swaminathan, says the professor's wishes evolved over time, and he eventually just wanted to move forward with his life.
As Professor Salida made the move to Beirut and began teaching again and got a chance to do what he loves, he reached a point where he decided he wanted to move on. And move on from the University of Illinois. And so once that was the case, it made sense to get this case resolved and move on.
In a statement, Salaya says he feels vindicated by the settlement and says the university's agreement is a victory for academic freedom and the First Amendment. I'm Hannah Meisel, Illinois Public Media.